is Jesus. In the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Amen. There is a famous Chinese parable. It talks about an old gentleman. His last name is Ye, Y-E. He has his hobby. He loves dragons. So he put dragons on whatever his hands can touch. He put dragons on the roof, on the window, wrapped it on those supporting pillars in his house. One day, the dragon that was drawn on the wrap on this supporting pillar just became alive. And that dragon just spoke to Mr. Ye and waved his large hat. And Mr. Ye was terrified. He was scared to death. And the dragon asked him, "Don't you love dragons?" "Yes, yes, I do love dragons, as long as they are not alive." So we all know this parable, the famous Chinese parable, talking about someone who thought he really loved something until the moment came. And actually, there are lots of stories in the Bible. And in all those biblical stories, every character of the story is a real ordinary person of flesh and soul, just like you and me. So the way I see those characters in the Bible are mostly two major characters. One is called me. The other character is called him or her. So we can try from this perspective to read today's gospel reading. In today's gospel reading, the story talks about the death of the John the Baptist. However, the discussion between King Herod and others was about who Jesus is. In the previous paragraphs in Mark chapter 6, we see that Jesus' own relatives and own folks at his hometown, they took offenses to him, thinking Jesus is just an ordinary carpenter whose family were nothing special but well known to all of them. Even though Jesus, at Jesus' own hometown, his relatives and his local folks, they despise him. However, the first sentence of today's story says, the growing fame of Jesus had already reached all parts of the land, and in fact, reached all classes of the society. Not only Jesus' healing power, but the power of Jesus' disciples, their driving out the demons, the authority of the disciples' preaching, all demonstrate the power of Jesus. Not only the poor and the sick, the neglected and the despised, heard the compassionate heart and the mighty deeds of Jesus, but also the powerful rulers wondered about the secret of his power. While some were identifying Jesus as one of the greatest prophets, whether Elijah or John the Baptist, King Herod still chose to believe that Jesus was John the Baptist, whom he beheaded. since it was King Herod gave the order of the murder. Do you think King Herod is someone who is simply evil? Well, the Bible tells us it's not that simple. In fact, it is the real human nature. It is complicated. On one hand, King Herod himself had given orders to have John arrested, and he had him bound and put in prison. He did this because of Herodias, his brother Philip's wife, whom he had married. Because John boldly pointed out, "It is not lawful for you to have your brother's wife." Well, so many people know about this. Probably John was the only one who had the guts to speak it out. And because of it, John got himself in great, great trouble. On the other hand, we see in the Bible, King Herod respected John dearly. The Bible commented, "Herod feared John and protected him, knowing him to be a righteous and holy man." Because his wife, Herodias, had great grudge against John. She wanted to kill John, just she was waiting for an opportunity. So King Herod actually protected him from that. And in addition to that, when King Herod heard John, he was greatly puzzled. Yet he liked to listen to him. He tried to save John's life from Herodias' grudge. You see, King Herod was seriously torn apart. Between the conflict of righteous and sin, King Herod lost it completely. He knew John was right and he was wrong, and yet it was him who had John arrested. Also, between the conflict of conscience and passion, King Herod lost it again without any doubt. The Bible records that even though King Herod was greatly distressed, but because of his oaths and his dinner guests, he did not want to refuse Herodias' daughter, because he made promise to give out whatever she asked for. Even though she sought, King Herod sought, he loved John, he feared John, and he hesitated, he feels reluctant to kill him, but he didn't want to lose face in front of entire guests, all those VIPs. So immediately, the Bible said immediately, he sent an executor with orders to bring John's head. My dearest brothers and sisters, as I can see myself in King Herod, well, a bad character. Do you see yourself in him as well? We often claim that we love Jesus and love his teachings. And yet, when facing the choice between following Jesus and following our own desire of flesh, we often yield to the latter. When everything looks perfect and there is no conflict of interest, we seem very spiritual. We feel impelled to listen to the Bible, hearing from the scriptures eagerly. And yet, We often do this with an unsolved, perplexed mind. We often talk the talk and yet have no intention to walk the walk. Herod knows what is right and what is wrong. That is the very reason when John pointed out his incest and adultery, he tried to use his own way to hide the problem, as if the problem will not be there anymore as long as John was confined. That was the reason Herod put John away initially. Do we quench the Holy Spirit and choose to continue our own way? However, by doing this, we would often feel guiltier. We deceive ourselves by suppressing our conscience as we harden our hearts and stick to the wrongdoing. Whether it is for fearing of losing our face or fearing of pressure from others, we would only go further down the sinful road. There is no middle way, no middle solution in it other than the true repentance, the U-turn. Compared with King Herod, there is another wicked person in today's story, Herodias. She was filled with vengeance and malice. Her grudge dominated her mind and her heart, so that she was waiting and looking for whatever opportunity to terminate John. After her plot was achieved, Herodias was satisfied. In this world, there are some evil people who do not fear God at all, and yet their schemes often succeed. They don't really care who Jesus is, and they don't bother to find out. They don't want to know what it would affect to his or her life in the future. But my brothers and sisters, if that person gets no penalty in his life, he will face a greater penalty, a much greater penalty for his eternal life, for his eternity. God is just. So even though we see the righteous and the holy man, John the Baptist, is executed, it seems it is so unfair. God is still in control. My brothers and sisters, in the Bible, Jesus once asked his disciples, "Who do people say the Son of Man is? But what about you? Who do you say I am?" Maybe we're like Jesus folks in his hometown. We scoff at him and turn our back on him. Maybe we're like Herodias. We don't care about God at all. Or maybe we are like King Herod, who thought Jesus was John the Baptist who beheaded. Even though he thought he respected John so much, he went on his foolish way. Just like the Chinese parable, Mr. Ye, the old gentleman, he thought he loved dragons so much, and everyone can see the passion of it. When the moment came, he said, no, as long as you stay there nice and still, you are not real, you are not alive, I love you. How about you? How about me? Maybe we are like Peter. We are willing and able to say, "You are the Messiah, the Son of the living God." However, we need to carefully examine ourselves. When we profess we honor and follow Jesus, do we possess Jesus? One of the greatest missionaries, Hudson Taylor, the founder of China Inland Mission, he once said, "Christ is either Lord of all or he is not Lord at all." Christ is either Lord of all or he is not Lord at all. Who is Jesus? And who is this Jesus in our life? So help us, God. Amen.